ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Sunny Hollywood Pooney.
Still number one.
That's
right. My new Joker guitar, by the way, from Ron.
Does it have a button and you push it and it does the Joker laugh?
No.
Oh, they released a guitar like that back when the first Batman movie came out. Right down there is the rock star, the one and only Joey Quesada.
Woo! We have a motley crew assembled tonight. I got disgusting Andrew Scambatti on the bottom there. We got Sonny Moron Pooney. This is going to be fun.
Right there is the goddess of thunder, Lee. How you doing, Lee?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm waiting to see if anybody's answered my question.
I know the answer, Joe. I know it.
I know you know the answer.
I think Alice had better hair than Joey does.
Alice who? What are we talking about here?
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch, man. Well, you're in the middle.
Alice is in the middle. Alice was always mint. I'll take Alice.
All right. So let me go ahead and introduce everybody. I'll tell you what. I'll introduce my guy. Joey, you introduce yours. And so on. Ready? Right down there, Andrew Scambatti. How you doing, Andrew? Thank you for coming on and hanging out with us today.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Really good to be here.
Isn't it awesome that you're going to get a chance to beat Joey at something today?
I mean, I've beaten Joey at a lot of things.
Oh, dude.
Can we stop talking about Joey getting beat? You
couldn't get anyone better than Andrew Scambatti.
Oh, come on. All right. Well, listen, since you went there on that, I do want to announce that my website, AndrewScambatti.com, is now packed up. There you go.
Okay. Sonny, introduce who you brought. Deep Throat. He's in a shade and we can't see his face.
We're talking about Joey Beatings and Deep Throat. What is
Deep Throat? Where's Deep Throat coming out?
I don't even know.
Karen, well, shut this off. This is not for your ears.
So I had no shot at winning this game on my own. So I brought the biggest Kiss nerd I know, Steve Wright from Potter Than Hell podcast. Wrighty, say hi.
Hello. We're going to be a team?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. He brought somebody to play. We all picked somebody to play for us this time. Now here's the thing. Whoever wins today, or how about this? We're going to take the top two. Okay, and they're going to go against Gary Kapp on a show who wiped the floor with all of us.
Joe, so I'm going to tell you something right now. Now, my guy, I don't particularly like. Not a friend of mine.
Jeez.
He's someone that I mentioned fondly of in my book. But I will tell you, him and I are the originators of this game, and there's only one person that's ever been able to stand up to me, and it's this moron you see right over here, Bill Someone Deaver.
Hello, everyone. And when he says stand up to him, he means I kicked his ass, is what
Whoa.
I basically
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, look, we're looking around just like on the Brady Bunch. All right, Lee, who did you bring?
So, years ago, we started Podcast Rock City, me, Joe, and Trey and his dad, Rick, who is my best friend. Rick was my bestie. And
Rick, H-U-N, sucker.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
And Trey.
That's my line.
I kind of watched Trey grow up, and now he's like a man with a baby and stuff. So it's like, what the hell? Anyway, Trey is he's great at Kiss trivia and details, and I think he's going to kick some butt today.
So for you guys that don't know, Trey was in a band with me called Bay City Psychos. When we play the countdown music for this show, Trey is on bass and I'm on guitar, and that's one of our things. All right, so nobody's answered the question. I knew it was going to be hard
to
answer. Huh? Nobody's answered
it. Okay, that's not right.
I knew it was going to be hard. So I want to go ahead and just show you guys. I'm going to go ahead and blow it. We'll do another one another time. This is where it came from.
Is that Mrs. Roper?
I wouldn't be so upset.
You know what I mean?
I'd rather write about ribs than peeing in my pants.
That's why we're not.
There it is.
It's a masterpiece.
For just a moment,
you know what the worst part about that show is? Is it's actually really funny and it's actually really good. I can't stand paying Quesada any compliments, but every time he posts a clip or I see a clip of the show, I'm like, this is actually really funny.
I still regularly use as a line. I think it might be Joey's line about taking a snap, where you go to take a shit and you fall asleep and you take a nap. I've thrown that out at people a few times, so thanks for that, Joey.
What about the walking around pork? I need some walking around pork.
I would say Pooney falls asleep on the ball minimum 4 times a week.
Oh, last night, I went up, I got up to go pee, fell asleep.
Yeah, I can honestly say that's never happened to me. Okay, so listen, we're going to have a lot of fun here today playing Name That Kiss Song. Name that tune, but Kiss songs only. Joey's going to lead it. Our guests are going to play it. We're going to root them on. We want you guys to have a lot of fun. But before we can do that, we have to get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
So Kiss announced 440 more shows.
Stop.
To the end of the... Okay, so what do we got? We've got 2 Ohio shows, right, Andrew?
Yeah, Cincinnati, which is October 19th, and then Cleveland is October 22nd.
On my birthday, but I'm not going to go to Cleveland. I'm going to Nashville the day after. And they announced Australia. And let me tell you, the fans, like, they really fought for that. There was a whole thing where people were signing a petition. Let's get Kiss back here for one more show. And, I mean, I don't think you had to tug too hard, you know.
I think the petition was done after the show was already booked.
Was it really?
I believe so.
Are you doing sharks again with the sharks or no? No sharks.
No, this time it's crocodiles.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a crocodile. Also, this is a crocodile.
They also added a show in Wisconsin.
But here's the weird thing about that. They announced it. They said 3 shows, and then a couple hours later it said 2 shows, and the Wisconsin show is not on Kiss Online right now.
Yeah, oh, really? Whatever they're doing, just going to let them keep going. Mm. If they can come to Atlanta, then I'll get to see them 4 times before they finish touring, because I'll go to that too. All right, so... that being said, Sonny sent us a thing today. I believe it was Sonny. And I want to make sure everybody knows to go to kissreplicas.com. It's your opportunity to get, huh?
It was Joey.
I sent it.
Oh, you sent it?
Of course. I figured you wanted that.
Oh, there. Okay, yeah.
The silver ones look hot. That's what it was.
Okay, yeah. So you could get the Kiss sneakers for $100, right?
Yeah.
Wait, that's half to $100 is half price?
That's right.
I think so, yeah.
They're serious sneakers, man.
They are Kiss sneakers.
Just hideous?
Yeah, they're serious.
So, all right. So I'm showing it right now and you really can't see it, but go to kissreplicas.com. Let's be fair. They do awesome work there.
Oh, they're sweet. Kind of want the Gene ones, of course.
I want to know right now who on this panel has a pair of those Kiss sneakers. Raise your hand.
Not yet.
Do not be ashamed. Bill? Nobody has.
No.
I have a pair of Paul's Pumas, but that's it.
So do I. I got 2 pairs of those.
I got some Kiss Vans.
I have a pair of the Vans.
Me too. Vans.
Yeah.
And the high tops.
So uncomfortable. I never wear them.
Oh, yeah. Well, the horrible. The Vans or the Pumas? Yeah.
The Vans.
Yeah, my Vans are the high tops with the solo albums, and I can't even get my feet in them. Because I have old men feet, not 16-year-old skateboarder feet, which is what they were made for.
Old man
the
foot.
Paul Stanley shoes, apparently, the Pumas, the sizes are set for, like, overseas sizes. So you had to order bigger if your foot was a 10.5, you needed an 11.
I don't know if I agree with that, because they were true to size for me, and I got 2 different styles. I got the
nasty, Europe. It's your nasty feet, Joe.
Yeah, maybe you just have Fred Flintstone feet. I don't know.
Maybe Andrew's really from Europe.
I might have Fred Flintstone feet. That's a possibility. Anyway, okay. Well, that's that all being said, what else is good? Anybody else? Kiss Alive 3 has come and gone on the anniversary. You can go online and buy the vinyl. It's gone.
But make sure you log on to YouTube and watch the great video that Bruce Kulick and I did together with Celebrates Alive 3. There you go.
Have mercy. Your segue is just perfect. Look at Joey.
I'm weirdly honored because I feel like I've rubbed
You're
off on him a
little
bit. You're
not the biggest loser anymore?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, man.
All right.
The only person that promotes himself more than I do.
Okay, so this is what I want you guys to do. Remember, if you're watching live right now, remember this. We're here to have fun. Normally, we do this show on Sunday at 7 p.m., and if you get a chance to join us on Sundays, that'll be great. This week, we're doing it here because I wanted to do a Name That Tune show, and Joey always runs Name That Tune. He's busy this weekend, so I said, hey, let's do the show in the middle of the week. It'll be fun, it'll be fun, it'll be fun, and we'll bring friends. And everybody brought their own friend, and so we're going to kind of go at it. Yeah.
I got one more little quick piece of Kiss news. I just went out to dinner with my family. On the way back, I just got the first email, the first mixes of the new Ace record. Sounds phenomenal.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. If you guys, if you like that a little bit poppier side of Ace with a little edge, like that first Free Release Comet record, you are going to love this record.
Okay. Now, of course, this opens up questions. So how many tracks did you get to hear?
I heard a couple tracks. I heard at least three, two that I was on.
Okay. That was the next question. You're on two of them.
Yes.
This is amazing.
I don't know how many I'm on for the record yet, but we'll see. But again, it doesn't matter. I'm honored to be even on one, but everything that I'm hearing sounds incredible. I really think you guys are going to love it.
This is super exciting. So we're going to go ahead and play Name That Tune with Kiss Songs. So let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Okay, so before we get started, all you guys that are watching live right now, we are going to turn off, we're going to hide our comments, because the truth is that if you guys guess the songs before we do, we can always look over and use that, and we don't want to do that. So if you're commenting, that's cool, just don't get offended if we're not recognizing you. That's super important. Okay, so Joey, explain to everybody how this all got started in your life. And with Bill.
So I'll give a little backstory on Kiss, Name That Tune. Very simple. Bill used to travel with ZO2. He did a little bit of everything. He was a driver, a roadie, a groupie. He was a little bit of everything. But him and I and Paulie Z and David Z, we were in the car, in the van for hours upon hours, going to Chicago and Detroit and back and forth, literally traveling 24 hours a day. And to kill the time, we would play Kiss, Name That Tune. And the basic rules are easy. I'm going to play literally a second of the song. And we're going to see if you can name that song in 1 second. Some songs might start in the beginning. Some songs I might fast forward and just literally hit play in the middle. You're never going to know where I'm going to hit play. It's fully random on my iPhone. I have the whole Kiss catalog just in my iPhone, randomized. I'm going to play a shuffle. It's going to be 1 second of a random Kiss song, beginning, middle, end. You won't know. You get a chance to guess that song. Now, the rules Bill and I play, we had a couple special rules. If you guys want to adopt them, I'd love to do it. What we did was each person, so only our guests are playing, correct, Joe?
Correct.
So our four guests are playing. Each guest gets one pass. Okay.
Okay.
That means You don't know it. You pass the song, and you get to hear another song. Everyone's got that?
Sure.
You get one push. So a push is something where, oh my God, this song is impossible to get. I'm going to push it to the guy next in line because you're thinking that guy's not going to be able to get it. Okay?
Okay.
And Bill, that was it, right? Those are the only two. Push and a push and a pass, right?
Right. And then, you had the blind boog.
No blind boog. We'll skip the blind boog. It really takes a little. Takes a little long to explain.
Whatever that is, I'm not sure, but it sounds disgusting.
Joe, you tell me how much time we have as far as what are we going to choose? How many points win today?
How about 10?
All right, we'll do 10 points win. Remember, everyone gets one pass, one push. Now, the time limit usually, again, it's kind of just random, but we're going to say I'm going to play it. You got a good 10 seconds to guess that song, okay? And, you know, Joe, Sonny, myself, and Lynn will be the judges. Once that 10-second window passes...
Who's Lynn?
Joe
just call her Lynn.
I'm sorry, Lee. I'm so sorry. Lee and
thanks,
Joe,
Sam.
Joe will hit the buzzer, the Vinnie Vincent buzzer. The X.
All right.
And you will not get it. If we get it right, Joe, what are we going to see? Scambatti's not going to see a lot of that. He doesn't see it in his real life, and he's not going to see it on his show.
That's yikes! Not true. That's not true. I'm basically married.
That's okay. Oh, wow. The X isn't bad
computer
either.
Relationships.
I'm not
going to
do that a lot because it takes up a lot of time.
Is this like Jeopardy where everybody clicks in, or is it one by one?
No, we're going to do
one by one.
One by one, because again, Bill and I have done the version you just said, Lee, that
it's
we just
crazy.
Scream it. Oh my God. We've
very stressful,
lost our voices. Paulie almost couldn't do a show one night because we were screaming so loud and to try to play Kiss Name That Tune for about 20 hours straight on the way to Chicago. Okay.
So, all right. So this is, how about this? Just go around just start with Trey at the top.
Okay.
Then go to Andrew, then go to Righty, then go to Bill. And that'll be a good, just go clockwise. And
so just tell me again. So Trey, Andrew to bum,
Steve, and then Bill.
Okay.
You're going to keep score.
I'll keep score.
Okay.
Can't count past four. Playing a 10.
Well, only brutal. My guy's getting past four, so it doesn't matter.
Damn.
We'll see.
Here we go. Trey, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Come on, Trey.
Boomerang.
That is incorect. I'm sorry. No. We also had one more rule. There's a steal. So if you get one wrong, now Andrew could steal if he wants. He doesn't have to. But if he wants, he steals. And then he doesn't get his turn. It goes right to Steve.
Now I know what it is, too, but I don't get two guesses, so that's fine.
So I am going to steal that. I am going to steal that song. And it's I'm Alive. Yeah. I'm Alive. Off Kiss Asylum, September 1985. Yep.
That's right, bitches. Sam, 1-0.
Sam won. I mean, Andrew won.
Listen, this is all right, brutal.
Trey, shake it off.
Yeah.
Don't listen. Don't let him shake you, Andrew. This is why I brought you.
Oh, I got. Trust me, I'm already under his skin. He won't get another one.
That's not true. You're gonna get them all right.
All right, Steve, to you. So just remember, we started with Trey. Okay, so that's the beginning of the round.
Oh my God.
That's not me. I don't know who that is.
It's Joe.
Somebody's calling. It's a damn like
spam
call. To hell with them. Okay, keep going. Spam. That is
okay. Steve,
last
you ready?
Time that happened, it was my mother.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm
closing
pass.
In on the 10 seconds. You're going to pass
I'm
it. Okay,
pass.
So he passes that. Nobody gets to guess, but I'll play a few more seconds of it so anyone could hear. Did anyone know it at this point?
Yes.
What is it?
Isn't it Get All You Can Take?
No.
Right. It's
Radar
not.
For not Love.
You're kidding. Andrew, no.
Radar for Love. Right. Here it is.
Radar for Love.
Wow.
Right.
Oh,
I hear it now.
Are we trouble. Doing all 80s?
No.
Oh, it's going to be all over the place.
It's totally
all
right. Random.
Just checking.
Okay. Here we go, Steve. This is your pass. And here we go.
Was that for me?
That was yeah. for you.
Do it again for him.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah, my internet is breaking up so bad it's hard to hear. I don't know. My internet is breaking up so bad I can't even hear it.
If your internet was really breaking up, you did freeze. I'll give you one more second. Can you hear us now, Steve?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
I think I know.
Murder in High Heels?
That is correct.
That's now, a hold point.
On. Now, hold we can't, on, we can't now, use this internet connection for the whole game, but we're going to. We'll
no, I know. It's I'm not sure what's going on here. It's like I'm getting like every other word, but the solo got it for me on that part.
All right, cool.
Thank Andrew, you're going to say something?
I noticed that I can still see the comments. Can anybody else still see the comments?
Put private chat on, Andrew.
Yeah,
all right. I put private chat on mine.
Got it. Okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Bill, this is going to be for you, Bill. You ready? Here we go.
Okay. Fits like a glove.
That is correct. Fits like a glove from Lick It Up.
Hey, listen, before we go on, I wanted to point something out. I got a message from somebody, and I'm sorry I didn't write your name down, but I just thought about it. I remember when I showed this picture of Paul Stanley walking somewhere without makeup?
Mm-hmm.
It's Cher.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not even Paul.
Look, it looks like Paul, though.
Stop it.
Joe, you're hurting the flow of the game, Joe. You're hurting
right,
the flow.
Ahead,
of
go
the
ahead.
Game.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, Trey, we're back around to you. Our scores right. after round one. Trey, 0. Andrew, Steve, and Bill all have 1. Here we go. Oh, round number 2. It just happened to be on the chorus. Sorry.
It's not. It's unholy.
Yeah,
that is correct. Thou shalt not from revenge. Again, it's like I said, random, and you never know if you're going to get a chorus, you're going to get a solo section. You just never know.
It doesn't matter now, but I'm happy to say I at least knew the other ones that weren't mine previously. So
you got to redeem yourself.
Yeah. Andrew, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Dang.
Lucky sons of
really?
Bitches. Oh, if he doesn't know this, I mean,
oh, he's faking.
He's playing.
Can I hear it again?
No, you cannot.
Nope. You have good internet.
I would say you're a powerful and attractive man, but neither of those are true.
I don't know, because the hearing it from the phone, I couldn't hear it. Now I know it was a chorus of a song. I'm going to guess Heaven's on Fire, but that's not it. But
that is a disgusting guess, and you are wrong.
He couldn't now, hear it.
Steve, listen. Everyone else heard. Steve, you could steal, or you can take a brand new pick.
Why not just kick me in the balls the next time you see me? This is brutal.
I couldn't hear with my internet. I'm trying to turn shit off here so I can get some better wavelength. But
we will start a new song for you. Don't worry. Here we go.
Can I steal that one or no?
Yeah, me too.
You can steal backwards.
You can or can't.
Next round, we will also do it. We'll add one new rule. We'll do a phone a friend to their partners. If you
that was Boomerang.
That is correct, Steve. Boomerang from Hot in the Shade.
Trey's first guess.
Yeah.
One of the worst Kiss songs of all time.
His damn drum intros.
Hey, what was the song Andrew missed? Wasn't it?
A Fight Hell to Hold You.
It was a pretty easy one that Andrew missed, and he's not good.
He's humiliated.
Here we go, Bill. Don't embarrass me.
Good Lord, that could be a Lady Gaga song for all we know. That was tough.
Bill, I'm going to punch you right in the
ovary. I know that one. That's an easy one.
I don't know.
That was tough.
Bill, you embarrass me in front of people. I'm going to kill you.
I'm not.
You've literally never missed one in the hundreds of hours we've played this. You've never missed one.
We usually play the beginning of the song.
Okay, so Trey could steal it, right?
No, I didn't say anything yet. I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass.
All right, he's going to pass. Oh. I'll play a few more seconds just so you know, you moron.
It's Flaming Youth.
Flaming Youth.
I can barely hear it.
It's really, really hard to hear. It really,
is
really
it really
is.
Hard to hear?
It's yeah, very, very hard to hear.
I hear it fine. It's
that
fine.
Was the first okay, one I heard really good.
Was that, what was that, Flaming Youth then?
Yes. Yeah.
What was it? Okay, I'm,
all right, yeah, here we go. You ready?
Yep. King of Hearts.
Correct.
He got like 8 seconds of the song.
8 seconds? That's not even 2 seconds.
Best song in Hot in the Shade.
Bill used his pass. Steve used his pass.
Out of the 25 songs on the record, it's good. That's for sure.
End of round two. We got Trey and Andrew at one. We got Steve and Bill at two. Steve and Bill both used their pass already. We're entering round three. Here we go.
So we're doing phone a friend.
You can't phone Joey. He's picking the song.
That's a good point.
Oh, that's true. That sucks. Wait a minute.
I guess never mind. No phone a friend.
I feel screwed.
We're all screwed.
All right, here we go. You ready, Trey?
I'm ready. That's Strange Ways.
There it is.
Go, Trey.
Very nice.
Someone, I was right.
That was for Sunny.
That keeps happening. I'm not going to make it through the episode.
Get some more right answers, please, everybody.
When are we going to have Jason Momoa's ass for me?
That was his. He couldn't make it.
I have Jason Momoa's ass right here.
All right. Scumbatty. What's his name again? Here we go. You ready?
Oh, come on.
Read my body.
It's random. It is random. We have some new graphics going on here. What's going on?
That was Sonny.
You're killing me with that.
Sonny's definitely
out now.
What podcast
is this?
That's funny. Yeah,
this, right, pod on it?
This is the only time right? I ever get a chance to use all these little things. So
it's hilarious.
All right. Let's keep it going. This is great.
Steve, are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Still in round three. You still have a push left. You could push to Bill, and that's all you
talk.
Can do.
Talk to me.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
Bill, you could steal, or you can not take anything and get your own song.
I'll take it. Two sides of the coin.
That is correct.
That's correct.
Two sides of the coin from Unmasked.
Crap.
The end of round. Oh, that is the end of round three. And surprise, surprise, my someone is winning 3-2. Everyone else has two. Bill has three.
I've officially watched you cheat through this game.
How did you possibly cheat?
I don't know. Righty couldn't hear the song. You played 14.5 minutes of the same song for him.
That was for Sonny's guy. It wasn't even for my guy.
Andrew says he can't hear it. It's like, fuck Andrew.
Well, then, yes.
All right.
Trey.
Sorry about my potty language.
Round four. Here we go.
That's Cadillac Dreams.
Very nicely done. Cadillac Dreams.
A lot of hot in the shade tonight.
Did you just have hot in the shade on
there?
No,
I don't know how. It's just completely random, I promise.
All so late weird. 80s tonight.
No, we've heard some strange ways. We heard Flaming Youth.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Andrew, are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Take a look in the mirror.
What is your answer, sir? Please be more specific.
In the Mirror from Carnival of Souls. October 1997.
You are brutal.
What? Yeah, that's bonus points.
Who knows
bonus
Carnival points. Of Souls?
Half that shit's wrong to begin with.
Correct.
Listen to that.
That is In the Mirror. And Trey at 3, Andrew at 3, Steve at 2, Bill at 3, but we're still in the middle of round 4. Steve, this is for you. You ready? Here we go. Steve's been getting some hard ones. I will tell you so far, I think Steve has the hardest ones. I don't know why.
Sonny's asleep.
You have you have to sing to the chorus, right? That's what I used to do too.
Sonny's taking a snap.
Thief in the Night.
That is incorrect.
Oh, what the fuck?
Bill, do you want to steal or are you just not taking in? You get your own.
He already got a steal, didn't he?
No, but you could steal every time. If the person before you gets it wrong, you could steal.
Lonely is the Hunter.
That is correct.
Hey. Steve,
Lonely is the Hunter.
Do you play games like this on your show?
Yeah, occasionally. We haven't done this. We just did a Jeopardy last week.
No, I knew the Jeopardy one, but I'm talking about where you get 1 second to like guess a song.
Sonny will come up with one like crazy shit with us for once in a while. We'll do like a surprise trivia or something like that, but nothing that's like is like this.
It's stressful.
I'll tell you what, I always say it's easy when you're out there listening. When it's you, it's tough.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
We're entering into round 5 now. We're at Trey and Andrew at 3. Steve is at 2. And my someone, we'll call Bill today, is at 4.
Oh my God, I've been promoted.
Here we go. Trey, back to you.
Trey.
Raise Your Glasses.
Ooh, good one. I thought that was going to be a tough one.
Psycho Circus 1998. I don't know the month.
Oh, there you go, Trey.
September
22nd,
1998. September 22nd, 1998.
Okay.
September 22nd, 1998.
Very nice. I thought that was going to be tough, especially where it started.
Not for
I like
Trey.
That song.
Good song.
Yeah.
Andrew, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. That's all you get. Is that you get it?
Fanfare.
November 1st, 1978.
Oh man, I don't know. Of course, it's Sleep Pain from Destroyer.
March
15th, 1976.
Damn! Again. Bonus!
Don't make me call someone who wrote, who knows who is the police of all release dates, Andrew. Right now.
Yeah, no, yeah that's the same guy that said I was going to be served last week. The only one I was served
I will
was lunch.
Phone a friend to him right now.
Do it.
Who?
Do
who?
It.
No names. Keep going. Steve is
I like the drama.
I want to be able to sleep tonight.
All right, Steve, here we go. Ready?
Let's go. It's about time I got a fucking chorus.
I can't believe that's going seriously. Right to the chorus.
Awful.
Killer.
That is incorrect. No, I'm kidding. That is correct. Killer from Creatures of the Night.
Hold on, let me just ask a quick question. Are there any songs that say the name of another song in the chorus to try and throw somebody off? Because that would actually be cool.
That would be sweet.
All right, Bill, here we go.
Oh,
That's tough. He didn't get anything. Shit. Don't embarrass me. I will take your wife and kiss her the next time I see her. Don't you embarrass me.
I thought you liked men.
That's torture for her.
Don't do that to her.
You can push. You still have a push.
All right, I'm going to push it to Trey.
Trey.
That was as within, also from that, Psycho Circus.
That was it. That was within.
Trey.
Trey. Nice. Trey takes the lead. Bill is an embarrassment.
Take that.
I knew it was a Gene song. I just couldn't lock in on it.
Who played? Hey, here's a question. Who played guitar on that song?
That's Bruce.
Bruce, right?
Only on the intro.
Crazy. Andrew, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
No, wait. Oh, he doesn't get his own then?
Nope. So you pushed to him. You forced him to take that. He doesn't get his own.
So that was his turn,
Andrew,
right?
Andrew goes. Yep, that was his turn. Here we go.
I gotta get away.
Singing is not going to help you. I need the name of the song, my friend.
Get away from Dressed to Kill.
And the date, please.
Well, because this was before SoundScan, so we're going to say it was around March of 75. March 19th, 1975.
Awesome. I didn't bring Andrew here to beat your asses. I brought him here to educate
us.
You.
To school us.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Let's go.
You need this one. You don't want to fall two back.
I do.
Here we go.
That one is Thief in the Night.
That is incorrect.
Oh my God, these Gene songs are fucking killing me.
Righty!
Why do I have to get these deep tracks off these fucking albums?
Bill, do you want to steal or not take it?
Dance All Over Your Face.
That is correct.
I'm never going to be Vinny Singer not knowing that one.
Vinny's not going to have you know.
I'm fired already.
At the end of the sixth round, we have Trey, Andrew, and Bill all tied with 5. And Steve falling behind with 3.
Ooh.
Ooh. Here we go. Trey, back to you.
All right.
This is a tough one.
Oh boy!
Can't even hear it.
I heard enough of it. I'm trying to think now. I confess, Carnival of Souls.
That is correct. That's
Trey.
Good pull. Very, nice. Very
That's
nice.
Tough.
That was good.
Kind of similar to what he was saying about the chorus sounding. Like, he says, "When I look into the mirror at the beginning," so I was like, "It's not in the mirror." But
very nice.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
And it's called I Confess, but yet he says you confess all through the song.
Yep.
Andrew, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
So this is a trick one. That is See You in Your Dreams from Rock and Roll Over. However, See You in Your Dreams also appeared on Gene Simmons' solo record.
Look, you don't need extra knowledge.
Cheating! He's cheating!
It will not get you any help.
He's trying to cover his ass.
That's right.
Very nicely done, Steve. We are going back to you. Are you ready?
Let's go. I need to get back in this here. Journey of a Thousand Years.
Very nice. Good pull.
I was ready.
He's back. I thought you for sure you were missing that one. You're back, baby. All right, Bill. Don't embarrass me, you stupid fuck.
How's that for a pep talk?
Oh, come on.
Would you say not to embarrass you?
Bill, you got it.
I will slap your children.
Okay, then I better not. I better not screw it up. Rocking in the USA.
Yes. Here we go.
Get in the USA.
All right. We're all locked again. Three-way tie at six with Steve trailing with four. Moving into round eight. Trey, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
That's Got Love for Sale.
Hit or miss.
The best Kiss song ever.
It's a good one.
It's a good
It is a good one.
I thought it was Then She Kissed Me.
Stop it, Joe.
Nicely done. Nicely
done. Second to last.
Yeah. Andrew,
yeah,
are you
last
ready?
Is Anything for My Baby. Hello.
Here we go. He's thinking. He doesn't have it. He's going into the bootleg archives.
He's cheating.
He's searching the hard
no,
drive.
No, he's not.
Look, he can't hold the laugh. And look, he's got the laugh. What do you got? I think Steve knows this to steal. How about that? You still have a push, Andrew. You could
yeah,
push
I'm
if
gonna,
you want.
I'm going to push it because... Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on.
Oh, Andrew, Andrew, you're right. You do have a pass as well. You can pass
it. If I see the name of the song, I'm going to get it.
Are you cheating?
How could he see it?
Because he's looking shit up on his phone.
I could see, if I just see the song title, I'm going to know what the song
is.
That's
cheating.
Is it cheating?
You could pass or you could push or you could guess.
I'm going to push.
Steve, you're forced to take that one.
When Your Walls Come Down.
That is correct.
Nice. Yeah, righty.
All I needed to see was the name of the song because I knew where it was on the album.
I didn't.
Oh, you even knew the album. Okay.
Yeah, Crazy Nights, September 1997.
Oh, good.
He knows the years. He knows the years. He knows the months. Doesn't know the songs.
Look, I'm going to show you something, how important things are. Andrew, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I live with her.
What was the date you met her?
No clue.
Hold on. Wait.
That's actually not true.
What's her name?
Chris.
No clue.
No idea. We met on November 9th, 2021, because I was watching Annie Hall looking for the Kiss billboard, and she was watching Annie Hall because she just liked the movie. We lived in the same town, and I guess we had friended each other for whatever reason it was on Facebook. And I was like, there's no way you're watching Annie Hall. And she was. And
everyone who thinks that's a made up story, raise your hand.
It's not.
I believe in
that's
fate.
That's a sad story. Raise your hand.
It's not. It's not because around that time is when I was helping to promote the Destroyer box set. And that's why I was looking for that billboard in Annie Hall.
Oh, look at that.
Bill, we are to you. Are you ready, Bill?
We're not winning now.
Yeah, I lost all connection there for a second, but I'm back.
Here we go.
You didn't miss anything.
Wow.
Oh, damn. Trey knows this one.
Don't be so sure.
Bill, you used your push and pass already.
Yep. I don't know it. I can't.
Oh,
nope.
Mother.
Sorry.
Just guess a random.
Trey, you can guess something.
Or he can get a different song, right?
No, I can't.
What if I know it? What if I?
Only Trey can steal if he wants.
No, Bill got it right.
Whoa.
Bill got it right.
Escape from the Island.
Yes.
Yes, he got it right.
Oh. See, I was thinking that was a Paul yell for a minute. The way I could hear.
So that was the siren?
That was the siren.
Now I know that, but yeah.
Wow.
Okay. At the end of round eight, we got Trey and Bill at seven. We got Andrew at six and Steve at five. It's close. Trey, to you.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
That's almost really? Human.
That's an easy one.
That is correct.
From the
so listen, I want to make sure if we could have multiple people get to 10 in the same round, I want to finish the round. Not first of course. One to 10.
No, let's it's got to always finish
around. Yeah, everybody gets a chance. Everybody
and then we'll do some kind of sudden death.
Okay.
Nicely done, Trey. Almost human.
Thank you.
Andrew, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
This is one of those rare songs where the demo is better than the actual song. Not for the Innocent. Lick It Up.
Correct.
September 18th, 1983.
I like the extra bit of info.
I don't love it.
I like it because it aggravates Sonny and Joey.
Alex Trebek would not like Andrew. That's for sure.
I used to love that. Alex Trebek. What was that game where they rolled the dice?
Craps.
Dice.
Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek used to host it. Fuck me. I'm going to.
We don't know that song, Joe. That's a song maybe you and Karen listen
it's
to.
Not
we don't
a song.
Listen to
it. Alex Trebek. No, he hosted the show. And he rolled dice. And it's all right. Fine.
Steve, are you ready?
Let's go.
This is unbelievable.
Thief in the Night.
I can't believe it. I swear to God. There it is. Guys, I damn swear to God.
Didn't he guess that twice already?
I swear to you.
I'm bound to get it sooner or later.
Set it up.
Yeah, if you keep guessing that, it's going to happen.
He really just got Thief in the Night after guessing Thief in the Night twice wrong. Incredible.
Third time's a charm.
Keep giving it a shot.
All right. Bill, are you ready?
Let's go. I was a hooligan.
Hooligan. Very nice. Nicely done. Hooligan off of Love Gun. March 1972. Is that right, Andrew?
Second song, second side.
Thank you guys for being here live with us tonight. I want to thank you guys. Make sure that if you get a chance and you got an idea for a show for us or a topic for us to do, or if you just have any general questions or want to know why Sonny loves the Elder so much, you can message us or email us at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. podcastrockcity1. That's the number one at gmail.com. All right. What round are we on?
We are on round 10, but it doesn't matter. Uh-oh. We're going to 10. So we're okay. Going to 10 points win. Doesn't matter.
And no, Joe.
Trey
Joe,
and Bill are at 8.
That game show was High Rollers.
High Rollers. Oh,
High Rollers.
They used to smoke dope. Wow. They used to smoke a suffer. Lot of weed and then throw dice.
It was Alex Trebek was on it?
Yeah.
And Alex, Wynn Martindale at one that. Point. Yeah. Oh, Alex Trebek and then wow. Wynn Martindale. Yeah.
Name that obscure show.
That's right.
Exactly. Right,
that 90s show.
No. Yeah. Trey and Bill at 8. We got Andrew at 7 and Steve at 6. It's a close one. It's still anyone's game. Just to recap, Bill has used his pass and push. Steve has just used his pass. He can still push. Andrew used his push. He can still pass. Trey, I believe, has both.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey.
You ready, Trey?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Oof.
You got a pass and you got a push. If you don't remember what they are, I'll explain them again.
But I could steal, right?
Yeah.
Only if he gets it wrong. So Trey, you can pass and you get a brand new song. Andrew can't steal. You could push it to Andrew and force him to take it, or just take a guess.
I think I'm going to use my pass.
Good move. Did you know it just in case, Andrew?
Out of this world.
That is correct. But Andrew doesn't get the points because he didn't push. Next song, Trey, you ready?
I'm ready. All the way.
That is correct. Good pass.
I keep waiting for him to push the button and we'll hear Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, imagine that.
He's got nine. He's closing in. Bill, you got to keep up. All right, Andrew, you ready? This is for number 8. Here we go.
She's so European.
Such a good song.
It is a great song.
Yes.
From Unmasked, March 1953.
You know.
Steve, you got to keep pace here. You still got a shot. You got an outside shot here. Here we go. That's tough. You still have a push. You could push.
I pledge allegiance to the state of rock and
roll. Oh, right. Nicely done.
Nice.
Thief in the Night.
Best song on Psycho.
Nice. Thief in the Night.
Thief in the Night.
Thief in the Night. Oh, that was already used three times.
Because Joey, nice. Not only do I got to get to the chorus, but you got to figure out how to get to the chorus fast. And then right. I lose it. I have to do it.
Yeah,
at go, the pace
yeah, that's right. what I do. Yeah. All right, Bill. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Here we go.
Oh, that one's easy.
That's easy.
It's not as easy as you think.
Shit, if Bill, I got it, it's easy.
This is to keep pace.
Yes, he got it.
No.
Yes, very
yes,
nice.
Yes.
You scared me, you stupid.
I'm starting to remember why this game, we stopped playing this game.
You went like 8 seconds in.
Yeah, ruins friendships.
All right. What's the score before we
recap.
Go?
Recap. Yes,
Trey's
so
got 9.
Trey and Bill have 9. Andrew at 8. Steve at 7. This could be the final round. Trey, you still have a push. Andrew, you still have a pass, which is very important. Steve, you have a push, and Bill has nothing. Including friends. Trey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Oh. That's Take Me.
That is correct. Trey is the first to 10. I hate to say it, but Andrew and Steve can't win, but we'll go through the round anyway,
go
right?
Go through the round. Yeah, go through the round. It's okay.
Andrew, here we go.
Somewhere Between Heaven and Hell.
Very nicely done. Unfortunately, too little, too late. Steve, are you ready?
I'm ready.
That's a tough one.
Steve, if you don't know it, pass it to Bill.
You can
and make
push
him
it.
Answer it. Yeah. If he's wrong, they lose.
That's right. Bill, you better know this. I'm going to punch you right in the asshole.
Jesus.
Damn.
I'm going to say Long Way Down.
Oh, that's correct.
Bill, I was trying to keep a punch.
I'm sorry. I had to get I had to get another point.
Please push it. Please push it.
Wow.
He said.
Okay. Are you ready, Bill? This is for the tie. Hold on. Sorry. Not easy.
Oh, no.
He got a weird spot. Oh, my God, Bill. For the tie or the loss? No pressure. I'll give you a 7 countdown. 6.
Well, that doesn't 5,
help. 4. 3.
Just guess a song.
2.
Get all
one
you
and
can
a half.
Catch.
Oh my God. Trey wins.
Trey is the winner.
Hey, my boy.
Does anyone
hold
know?
On, is, yeah.
My boy wins.
Paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Yep. Right here.
But hold on. But hold on. Hold on. Yeah. Joe said the first 2 to 10. So if I get the next one, I could still get the 10.
No. Negative. No, I said first two. It's okay. The first, the top two people. So, so Trey got 10. You got 9. Bill got 9, right?
Well, that's 3.
All right. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to bring you guys on again to go against Gary Kapp, who once again kicked everybody's ass.
So basically what you just said was we're going to bring everyone back but poor Steve. Nice work, Joe.
Well, listen, if there's one thing this show is for, it's winners.
If one of these guys die, if one of these guys die or get sick, oh come on!
All right, I'm all about it. He knows I'm kidding. He knows I'm kidding. We all love Steve. This Steve, not the other fucking Steven. This was a lot of fun, you guys. I really do appreciate it. I love every one of you guys. This is the kind of thing that makes doing the show so much fun. Now Trey started the show with Lee and I and his father. It's almost 10 years ago now.
It's more than 10 years, Joe.
No. I have it all written down in the thing. No.
Well, shouldn't we be asking Andrew?
Yeah, he's the date man. I don't know. I was about to say
no. No, because I can see when we posted the first show. Yeah. And it was just a little over, it was over 9 years, almost 10 years ago now.
I'm one of the original four, and all the rest of you guys are scabs.
That's right.
It's true. But thank you guys very much, you know, for being here. We really do appreciate it. We'll do stuff like this again. And don't forget, this Sunday, we won't have a show because we did it today. And Sonny, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for listening. Righty, good job, buddy. You tried.
Thanks, buddy. I had to come back at the end there.
I thought you did fine. Joey, what do you got to promote?
Bill, you're dead to me. I don't know why I bothered. I thought you were finally going to be someone. I guess you're not.
I guess I'm not.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Lee.
What can I say, guys? My ringer, my boy won. I knew he would. Aww. Good job, Trey.
He did win. Thanks. Okay,
I was a little
so
scared at the beginning there.
So at the this is what I want to do now, Bill. You don't do a podcast or anything like that?
Nope.
Have you ever been on Joey's show, Top 5?
No, of course not.
And he won't be now.
And now he never will be, Joe.
Well, thank you, Bill. Steve, sure. Tell everybody where they can find Potter Than Hell.
You can find Potter Than Hell where you're watching this, and I also do a Queensryche podcast called I Remember Now. Check that out as well.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the podcast that I could come on because fucking Sonny Pooney will never be on it.
Jeff Tate only.
Well, actually, Jeff Tate is coming on. Sonny or Joe's going to do the Jeff Tate stuff and Sonny can do the Todd stuff.
There you go.
If you get Jeff Tate, I'm there, dude. Are you kidding me? I'd marry that guy. okay. Now, Andrew, I know you got something to tell everybody. Tell
him. Come on, Andrew. What do you got?
Sorry, we're out of time, everyone. Good night.
The only place you can find me is my website, andrewscambatty.com. All of my not-for-profit fan films are on the website. You can watch them anytime you want. And yeah.
There's and a new one.
They're
there's
amazing.
A new one.
They're amazing.
Well,
come on.
Well, yeah. I just re-released the original KISS fan film, The Greatest Show on Earth, in high definition. So I went back and remastered everything using artificial intelligence. And it looks great, and people love it. And hopefully, I'm hoping what people take from this is people see KISS the way that I see KISS. And hopefully people will enjoy it for years to come.
Woohoo!
I'm sorry, we only use YouTube, Andrew. No joke, you're on listen. Obviously, I give Andrew a lot of shit. We know each other for a long time. I hate him as a human being, but he does incredible, incredible work. If you haven't seen his stuff, I will live and die by it. Go to andrewscambatty.com. It's incredible. All the features that he does, the edits that he does. If you're a KISS fan and you haven't seen these, go check them out.
Trey, thank you, buddy, for coming on, man. It's been too
long. Thanks for
having
me.
It was great when you called me, and then we got to have you on today, and this was a lot of fun. You're the champ right now, and we'll have you on. I do want to mention that I did play a clip today from Z-Rock, which is Joey's show, TV show, when he was in ZO2. If you get a chance,
available on Amazon and iTunes, right?
It's on Roku TV. Ooh, right. Wow. Now it has
is
been
it really?
For a while. Yeah, it's on Roku.
I expect
TV.
Some royalties from that clip, by the way, Joe.
No Team problem. Jesus, right there. Team Jesus, right there.
Team Jesus. That's right. And you know, if you get a chance, go watch it. It's 2 seasons. There would have been more, but Joey wanted $1 million, and they were like, no. They're like, how about more Adam and Eve ribs? Is that a real place?
No Adam and Eve ribs. Is that where we were?
That's what you said. You said Adam and Eve's ribs.
No, that's a joke. You get it? Adam is ribs.
Oh, it sounds like it could be a real place.
No, that was real. That was from that hill country in New York City. If no one's ever been there. Best ribs, best barbecue you'll ever have.
Well, when I come up in December, I'm going to go there.
Oh, that's right. A bunch of us will be together in December.
Yeah. Gotta go. Gonna be there. I bought my tickets to the pre-party today.
What's the pre-party?
It's actually the after party. Are you talking about the Kiss Army Spain one?
Joe DeAngelo's party.
Oh, okay, that's a pre-party. Then there's another one. There's an after party December 1st, put on by Kiss Army Spain. That's going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe after the December 1st show.
What's the DeAngelo party? We went to that one last time, right, Joe?
Yeah, that's where we got to hang out for the first time. We're going to have him on, so we'll talk about it some more. I guess that's it. You know what I'm going to say? Maybe. It changes every week. I want to point out one more thing. Hold on. This is important, and we're running a little over than what we normally do, but I do want to point out something that I saw today on here. We did talk about Kiss adding two shows, right? But I noticed this yesterday. Just announced the final Dubai show.
Oh! Yeah.
We're stoked to announce a one-night-only exclusive Middle East date at Dubai's Coca-Cola Arena on Friday, October 13th. I will not pay.
Do not buy the merch.
Let's hope they offer a DVD package.
Yes. You know what I'm going to say. We love Kiss and we love Kiss podcasts. And you're not really. And we don't really love any of them. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love. Right after this, in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
Dubai and good night.
Good night.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
DUMMYROOM.
Hey,
everybody. This is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests, too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.